Okay, aside from the fact that his face looks like a bicycle seat, everything else recently.
No. No.
Yeah, did you see him at the Dune premiere?
I don't freaking care about Dune.
The Dune premiere, he's been looking a little too fine. And he speaks French, like, the fuck?
Who? Timothée Chalamet? Yeah.
Timothée Hot Chocolate.
I can't believe I'm in a chat with Timothée Chalamet's damn.
Okay, like, at first I was like, this guy looks like he's
12. I'm going.
But he, I love his personality. Like, he's so,
oh yeah,
so
he's funny. He seems like a great guy. But all I'm saying.
Personality can, like, really make up for everything.
But also, hey, he dated Lily Rose Depp, and that girl must have some major daddy issues because he played 3 of her father's characters. And that's all I have to say. That is all I have to say.
I mix up Timothée Chalamet and Eddie Redmayne.
Really?
They're so different. I mix up Eddie Redmayne and Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, that's
the same person.
Jasmine's is way off.
Eddie Redmayne and Benedict Cumberbatch are the same person.
Oh, this is good stuff. Let's talk about this.
Oh, also, okay, never mind.
Yeah, save it for the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Quote Us. I'm your host, Jasmine, alongside my co-hosts and best friends, Miriam and Roya, season 2, baby. Let's get into it. There's bigger things.
Are we keeping all the rest of it?
No.
The beginning part?
Yeah.
We could keep it. It was pretty funny.
Okay.
But we'll see. We might talk about it later.
It's an artistic choice.
There's something bigger than season 2, baby. And it's Taylor Swift right now. She is she just came out with her Red album. I'm a new Taylor Swift fan. Miriam's a veteran to this. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited.
We should live reaction.
Oh my
just
god.
Us crying.
We actually should have. That would have been so good. A live reaction to the short film.
It was incredible.
It was like, too real.
It was really real. The argument was really like it's an argument. It's not a Hollywood movie argument. That was an argument.
Like, I was there.
I felt like
I was with them.
I felt like it was my parents fighting. Like
okay, but why did Dylan O'Brien look so good?
Yeah, well, Percy Jackson had a glow up.
He's not Percy Jackson.
Wait, he's not.
He's not Percy Jackson.
What? I thought that was. Oh, that's Logan Lerman.
It was Logan Lerman.
Oh my god! The whole time I was like, "That was." I thought that was Percy. And then what is he famous for?
Percy.
Percy, where's Annabeth?
He's in another movie. I can't remember what it was called.
Wow,
like some other book, like from when we were kids.
Oh, was it not? Was
like
it not
Ready Player One or something like that?
No, was it
Maze Runner?
Yeah, Maze Runner.
Maze Runner,
which yeah. I've never seen before. I
had to
why.
Google it because I didn't want to sound stupid. But yeah.
Oh my gosh, I can't. That
Percy,
was that was Percy? Bad.
Percy, what's wrong? Percy, what happened to you?
Just bring in some water or something. Just like summon the water.
He's no longer the lightning thief. No longer.
Use the water to fix the age gap. Like, that's your dad. Your dad's a god. He can do something.
Oh, that's funny. It's okay,
oh,
Jasmine.
Man. That was like, what, a minute in? And I already made a huge blunder. The rest of this episode, I'll just be thinking about that. Oh my god. That was awful.
It was the whole album was a religious experience.
It was a full body.
I was like, it was a come to God moment. Album.
Yeah, Miriam and I were talking. Oh, I'm crying. Miriam and I were talking before the podcast. Miriam called it like a religious experience. And we're like, God is a woman and it's Taylor Swift. And her name is Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, she's a genius.
She's a genius and she's just been through so much, honestly.
So much and unnecessary. Like,
yeah.
So unnecessary.
Yeah. Like, Kanye West, you did that for what?
She was 17 when he took that oar away. I didn't know that.
Wait, she was 17? I didn't know she was that young.
She was so... That's why he did it, because he knew she was going to do nothing about it.
That's so sad.
Once again, men shafting women, believing that women aren't strong enough. Well, look at you now, Kanye West.
Donda.
You know?
And Yeezys. Literally the ugliest clothing line I have ever seen. That is like if the planet Mars came out with a clothing line, it would look like Yeezys.
No, I think if Mars came out, it'd be cooler. Like, when I think of, like, Yeezy, I think of the Tesla. You know that, like, truck that they released that was just, like, a weird, yeah. That's what comes to mind. I don't know why my brain makes that association, but it does. And it makes sense.
I feel like Yeezys is trying to make, like, I don't know, him, like, Justin Bieber, they're trying to make...
They're up to something funny.
Like, I don't know if this is politically correct, but, like...
Oh, God, like,
I'm probably going to cut this out. You know, I won't even say it. I'll cut
no,
it out.
No, say it.
Okay. I'll say it, but I'll cut it out.
You can, like, blur it. Yeah.
Trying to make, like, homeless, like, attire. Chic. Yeah. Like, what? You...
Do you have all that money dressed like that?
To dress like that, yeah.
I feel
like
I'm broke, and I dress better than you do.
And I try.
I'm broke.
Like, they're millionaires, and they can't find a shirt that fits them.
Purr.
Like, really?
Damn. Must suck, eh?
The world we live in.
But you know who always looks good?
Taylor Swift.
But I will say, when her TikToks come on my For You page, I do giggle.
Yeah, they're a little awkward.
Yeah.
The way she stares at that camera, Miss Girl.
But queen nonetheless.
She's a genius in the music world. She's still learning TikTok, I guess.
Yeah, I just... Who let her make All Too Well 10-minute version of that good? Like, she went through it.
She really did. How do you, like, and she padded the song and it was better. You would think when you pad a song that was perfect before, it would get worse. Like, it's kind of like watering
down. Or like a remake, you know, remake.
Yeah. Remakes. Ugh.
I was watching a Jimmy Fallon interview. And apparently, like, she was, like, with her band, and she just started singing off the cuff, and, like, they recorded it, and that's what is the 10-minute version.
Aww.
Imagine, I love when it's, like, off-the-cuff stuff.
Yeah.
Imagine being able to just do that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, write so many words, too.
Yeah. And, like, how do you connect them together like that?
Like, I didn't know what the word MAME meant until I Googled it when I heard the song. She's like, did the love of her maim you too? I'm like, what does maim mean?
You, like, pause it. You're like, what? Do you mean ma'am? But did she just say maim?
She's so poetic. And what's funny is, like, she doesn't even have to name them.
You know.
You know. Because of all the Easter egg she leaves behind.
Those tiny little details, you know. Mm-hmm. But there's a theory that the red scarf
is
her virginity.
Oh, I mean, oh. You know, her flower.
Her flower. Her virginity. Okay, what were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna talk about her virginity.
Oh, okay.
Not to, like, dive deep into her personal life. It's a bit personal, but I'm living for the theory, though. Like, guys, go off.
Yeah, I saw that on TikTok, and I saw this other thing. I sent it to Mayim, where it's like, pin the red scarf on Jake Gyllenhaal.
I've been loving it. Like, Taylor Swift TikTok right now is so good.
Oh, yeah. Like, I haven't listened to the full thing. I haven't had much time. But, like, the TikToks are so funny. So good.
So good.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Let's go into that.
He's so ugly, too. Like, let's start right there. Miss Taylor, you can do so much better.
Before we get into it, Jasmine just needs to admit something. Say it.
Yeah, I'm a Jake. Taylor Swift discovery, I was a Jake Gyllenhaal, like, before a big Jake Gyllenhaal fan.
Yeah,
a fake or a what did
a
you
big
say?
One. I was a big Jake Gyllenhaal. Why? I loved his movies. He is such good. He's a really good actor.
She was down bad.
Okay, can you name 5 Jake Gyllenhaal movies? I cannot.
Nightcrawler, Prisoners, is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Tread lightly.
Nightcrawler Prisoners.
That was isn't sounding like a was anymore.
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Sounding okay. Like an is.
She's confused.
Yeah, I'm
she's
confused.
Torn.
I'm not ready to come out of the I hate Jake Gyllenhaal closet. or I love Jake Gyllenhaal. Whichever one. I'm still kind of a fan. But yeah. Oh, one of my favorite movies of all time, Southpaw. He's in it.
He's in Southpaw? Is he a main character?
He's the boxer.
Oh. Hey, guys, don't you think it's time for a Southpaw remake?
Taylor's version. Taylor's version.
Not Taylor's version. It's like the iCarly episode where Sam fights Carly.
Why are you acting as if we've seen that? Like, how would we know?
Haven't seen that episode where they have a boxing match between?
Wait, Miriam, you haven't seen that episode?
No.
Is it between the two of them, or?
I think Carly fights Sam. I don't know.
I know Carly fights Victoria Justice.
It's so funny because they're in a boxing ring and it's so like not well done.
Wait, Miriam, you've never seen that episode?
No.
It's great. You've probably seen memes about it.
But yeah, so that is basically Southpaw.
yeah, that we boxing. That is Southpaw.
We boxing. Jake Paul and KSI. Or Logan Paul and KSI.
I love that pipeline, the YouTuber to boxing. Like, what? That's such a random one.
Another pipeline.
Say it.
Taylor Swift dating the people Taylor Swift dates going into Marvel.
She's struggling. You struggled with that.
That took so long.
That was hard for me to say. I'm still reeling from the Logan Lerman comment. I'm sorry, guys.
I've never liked Marvel movies. And, you know, with all this, I stand by it. You know, I am.
Okay, but Harry Styles is a good one.
Okay, wait.
But it hasn't come out yet. We don't know.
Who's he playing?
Probably some super minor character.
I don't think he's a main character.
No.
Like, when will it end? Like, you would think, like, Endgame. I thought that was the end.
You would think. Roya, you silly Billy.
They are milking this cow.
That just silly is. You thought Star Wars is over?
Just stop. Like, stop giving your money. Stop.
Like, how many more Minions movies can they make?
I'd rather have a Minion series as long as the Marvel series than have, like, the Marvel series continue.
Okay, would you rather have, Fast and Furious or Marvel?
Ooh.
That's tough.
That's a tough one.
That's really tough. Because Marvel at least has different storylines.
And not gonna lie, Fast and Furious, like, what we saw, or, like, what Jasmine said, they're going to space. I feel like they're at the end of their road, you know?
Like, how many more places can they go? Tokyo? The thing with the Marvel universe is they can go to any planet.
It's a universe.
It's a universe.
Ugh, I hate it.
I get it if you're a child and you're like, oh my god, I love Spider-Man, Iron Man. But when you're 40 and you have the same energy, talk about red flag.
Don't you, like, love Finding Nemo?
Okay, first of all, childhood nostalgia.
Okay, I you know Disney adults?
Yeah.
Like, that's equal to, like, Marvel, like, adults.
What's a Disney adult? Like, an adult that's a... Okay, Trisha Paytas is a Disney adult, right?
Trisha Paytas is so many things.
Yeah, like, I don't think she's a good example.
I guess now she's Hindu and she's vegan. So many questions.
She's Hindu?
No,
yeah. Well,
you can just become Hindu.
No, you can't.
Okay.
I don't think that's how it works.
How you said she's Hindu, she's vegan.
She was Jewish for, like, a year. I don't know.
She's just open to all cultures.
But yeah, back to Disney adults. They're just, like, adults who are still, like, obsessed with Disney. And, like, well, like, for example, it's, like, their room, everything's Disney, you know?
Ooh. Yeah, I get it. That's for terrifying.
Me. No, but that's, like, the way I view Disney adults is the same way I view Marvel fans.
Ugh. I like old Marvel.
Like the old Andrew Garfield?
Yeah, when I watched Captain America, Iron Man.
Yeah, Captain America I watched once, and I, like, I was fine with
Big
it.
Big fan of Chris Evans, by the way.
Oh, the biggest.
Like, okay, the only reason Marvel is still afloat and even has a female audience is because they know how to cast, like, good-looking people. Yeah.
Hot white men.
Thor would like a word, like...
Okay, no, Thor's... The Hemsworth brothers... are not it, Chief.
Oh my god, Miriam, what the...
It's just, like, I confuse everyone with the name Chris, not gonna lie.
Yeah, there's too many.
there's a lot.
But, okay, the old Marvel movies, like old Spider-Man movies, old Iron Man, Captain America, once they got Ant-Man, I tapped out.
Like, spiders, you were touching, towing the line.
Yeah.
And then ants, you crossed it completely.
I tapped out. I was like, that's enough. Guardians of the Galaxy, I was like, count me out. I don't care.
I had to watch Guardians of the Galaxy against my will. And why is that movie so long?
Is it?
Starring another Chris Pratt.
Going back to Ant-Man, Paul Rudd being named the sexiest man alive? Huh?
We thought nature was healing. Okay, we said on this podcast.
Last year.
With Michael B. Jordan.
We went back.
It's one of those two step forward, one step back kind of thing. You know?
Like, I'm sure Paul Rudd's a fine guy, you know?
But he's not the sexiest man alive. Like, sure, he's a good looking guy, but
that's a big title.
Yeah, that's the crown. I don't even think he's like part of the royal family.
Are there runner ups? Can we see like
the rest of the list?
Let's look at the list.
Who do you think should be?
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Could not tell you. In no particular order. Dev Patel.
Who's that?
You guys know who Dev Patel is?
I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm gonna Google him.
Dev. He's the guy in Lion. He's the guy in Life of Pi.
Oh, him, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're from the same part of London, no biggie. Yeah. You probably grew up on the same street or whatever.
He was in Skins? Huh?
Lando Norris.
Oh, gosh. Okay,
red flag number one.
Why?
Because sexiest man alive. Maybe he'd be like heartthrob or like.
Okay, wait, but isn't
cute boy?
Like. Like sexy, like it's just actors normally, right?
Well, Blake Shelton and
I don't know. Oh, I forgot about that.
That was a dark time.
Yeah, that was a sad time. Okay,
Dev like Paul Rudd is a step up from Blake Shelton, but like he is a step down.
I feel like Paul Rudd gives me 5/5 energy,
but like he seems nice. But
okay, yeah, he seems nice, but like, is he sexiest man alive? He's not nicest man.
This isn't nicest person award, Red.
True.
I don't even know if he's nice. He could be a bad person.
Okay,
if you're not here to play, like, don't even bother, Roy.
Lando Norris, Lewis Hamilton.
Oh, here we go.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yikes! This list is like. Just not it.
But I can't think of another
one. It's getting worse.
No, it's not. What are you talking about? Okay, I can't think of a last one.
Whoa.
Okay,
have any Marvel people won?
Probably.
Because, like,
I think Chris Evans. Oh, my God.
Like, Chris Evans would like a... Chris Evans is a hotter Marvel than Paul Rudd. Than the Ant-Man.
The Ant-Man
America versus Ant-Man.
Come on, People Magazine. Are you, like...
I want to know who does the voting. Who does the voting? Is it voted or is it just like
it is voted,
like a panel of people?
I think
that decide?
I don't know. It's
Where's
voted
the democracy?
By I don't know. Maybe it's like the Oscars.
My voice. My voice is not being heard in this conversation.
And is it like being it. Heard in a regular democracy?
Fair point. Our democracy is flawed.
That's why we need.
It doesn't truly exist. Let's be honest with that. But that's another conversation.
I have so many problems with democracy.
Oh, here we go. Are we getting into democracy? Like, I thought this was a pop culture episode.
Yeah, I won't say my problems. I'll say them another time.
In summary, Jasmine wants a tyranny.
No.
Jasmine is the tyrant. Jasmine wants to be the tyrant.
I could never. I can't. No,
just
stop
read,
it.
Just read
stop.
The prints and you'll be fine. Just do whatever Machiavelli said to do.
Yeah. The lion.
But the Spark Notes version. Because I will read that.
Yeah. I didn't read the entire book. I did not read that book.
But yeah, okay. So who votes for Sexiest Man Alive?
I'd say, do you think it's like a panel of men or women? Oh,
or
wait,
both.
Yeah. Is there a sexiest woman alive or would they just be like
I think
absolutely
that's a bit...
canceled for that?
Yeah, I don't think they do. I don't think they do.
That would be dicey. But then, is that not a double standard?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I feel like that is a double standard.
But then you have the beauty pageant where you can be crowned Miss World
Universe?
Or something? Mm-hmm. Miss Universe. I feel like that's kind of it.
I love Miss Universe.
I've never watched. Is it a TV show or a movie?
All I'm saying,
it's a competition, Justin.
Why did I say movie?
It's like the Olympics. It's like it's just on.
It's the hot Olympics.
Yeah. Sexy Olympics.
All I'm saying is that, like, so I'm half Filipino. And, like, do I know much about, like how to speak? No, I don't know much. But, like, during Miss Universe time, ooh, it comes out.
Your nationalism comes out.
I feel like for any, like country against country event.
Oh, for sure. Everyone's like, oh, my God, I hate my country. And then. There's like a competition.
Then it's the Olympics.
Yeah.
Oh, you have no idea. when it was the what was it World Cup? What was it?
World Cup. No, that was the Euros. That was the Euros.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes the one that just games. Happened right in the summer.
The summer. Oh my God, I was such a patriot. I was a countryman for England, and
I stood tall for the flag.
Yeah,
I was ready to enlist.
I was God save the Queen, like the whole shebang.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we all play like house league soccer?
Yeah. No.
Who's in charge of bringing the snacks at the Euro Cup or whatever?
Whose mom is on snack duty? Whose mom?
Imagine if there actually was like just their moms.
Like one player is designated every game.
That's how it should be. It humbles you. It humbles you.
Equality.
Yeah.
That's what we're fighting for.
How did we get here?
Oh no.
Anyways, guys. Equality. Taylor Swift. So.
Yeah.
Going back to her.
Oh, okay. Speaking of her. I was never a fan of Taylor Swift. Like, I was not a hater. I was not a lover. I was just so like indifferent. Like, yeah. Unbelievably indifferent. And, like, I realized watching Miss Americana, Americana?
Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince.
Yeah.
Banger.
After watching that, I realized why. I want to know if you guys, like, agree. I feel like in the beginning of her career, she was just so meek.
What does meek mean?
Oh, like shy.
Like really just like shy and like always saying the right thing and very like reserved and like scared to step on anyone's toes. And I feel like that's why I wasn't interested because like I felt like she didn't have a personality. Mm-hmm. But then now she's her and I love it. I love her. Like in the doc, she said that she like felt like she had a muzzle on and now she doesn't. And I was like. Yes.
You're free.
Like the new Taylor would never let Kanye do that, but the old Taylor just kind of just was like okay, like she was so nice about it.
Yeah, I feel like it's a metaphor for the female experience, but
what metaphor I don't know.
Good, not
we're being one. it's this is the new wave of feminism. Taylor Swift has single-handedly begun the third wave or fourth waves of feminism. I don't know.
The next wave.
The next one.
How many waves have there been? Wow.
A lot.
I know, but there's been a lot of, you know, going forward, going back.
Just like the sexiest man alive conversation. You know? It's a great metaphor.
Yeah.
And anyone who hates her, like, and also, I like the reason I became a fan, like, wasn't even trying to be. She just like came to me. It took 10 years.
I saw God.
Yeah, but Taylor came to me. So if you're not a fan right now, just wait because she'll get you to. Like,
I feel like if someone like actively hates her, then I'm like, dang, the media got you.
Yeah, if someone honestly. If a female identifying person actively hates Taylor Swift, they're a woman hater.
Like, it's one thing to just like not like, it's like, yeah, her music's okay. Mm-hmm. But it's one thing to actively hate.
Yeah, honestly, and not just Taylor Swift, anyone. Like, find a hobby.
She's the face of the female liberation movement.
free women from Marvel movies, please.
I'm obsessed.
Oh, she's just
such a genius.
She really is. She's the genius of our time.
Like, the parallels in her music. Oh, like, what? How do you remember this shit? I can't even remember what I ate for dinner yesterday. How do you remember to add this lyric into a song three albums from now?
I don't know. Like, I wonder what it is. I wonder if she has, like, a normal brain like us. Like, I want to know how she thinks every day. She definitely does not.
She's using 100% of her brain.
Yeah, it doesn't.
She's unlocked it.
We are not on the same level as her.
I'd love to just, like, put her brain in my head for, like, a day and just know what it's like.
Brain transplant.
Like, do you think it's exhausting to be a genius like that?
As a genius myself. yes.
Speaking from experience. It could weigh you down being perfect at everything.
Mm-hmm. The pressure.
I'm, like, new to the scene.
Yeah.
There's so many Taylor veterans that are, like, embracing me. Like, Miriam. She's teaching me all the things. Like,
welcome.
didn't know the people she dated. Like, I knew, like, the thing, like, oh, she dates a lot of guys.
The Taylor lore.
Yeah, I knew she dated a lot of guys, but I never put, like, names
two and two together.
Yeah. First of all, I feel like an idiot for not realizing Style was about Harry Styles.
You're actually stupid. Like, as someone
that one was not hard.
Or,
yeah,
or that Dear John was about John Mayer. I just thought it was just like a name she chose.
No, Bessie.
Again, like, I'm not ready, like, for her genius. I don't think I can understand.
I don't think that's considered genius at that point. Like, that's the bare minimum.
She kind of spelled it out for you.
She literally spelled it out.
She did.
I wonder if Jake Gyllenhaal will ever acknowledge.
No way.
After all his recent backlash.
I don't think he will. I think it'll, like, simmer out, and then he'll be fine.
Who does he play in Marvel again?
He played the villain in Spider-Man.
He's the villain?
It's crazy, though. I watched it. It's a plot twist, because you think he's your friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Spoiler. Just like Taylor did.
Oh, my God. And Tom Holland was Taylor Swift.
Life imitates art.
Honestly, though, I don't... Like, I get, like, love is love, but how can you, as a 30-year-old, like, in good conscience, date a 19-year-old? Like,
that's weird.
That's kind of...
She was 20.
Oh, she was 20?
Still. He's 29.
Okay, that's kind of... I think 19 is a bit... It's too young.
We're 20?
I could never see myself dating... Yeah. Like, I don't... What would we talk about? Like, the stock market? Like,
I could. I would date a 29-year-old.
I think the highest
I guess
I'd
maturity.
Go, the highest I go is 25.
That's the thing I'm lacking. What's the highest you'll go, Roy?
25.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't go past 29. Like, a 29 is a stretch.
Like, what if it was like a 31-year-old?
No.
Like, so, no offense to anyone who's 31.
Yeah.
That's old.
Like, I know. Like,
go back and tell it to your parents. See what they say. Yeah, she was 20 because it was supposed to be fun turning 21 and it wasn't fun for her.
Ah, I see.
Because he didn't go to her 21st birthday.
Which is rude. Hello?
How fucking disrespectful.
21 is a big year. That's honestly, in my opinion, 21 is the last big hoopla. 30?
50? 30.
Yeah.
100? No, I feel like you're not excited to turn 30.
Oh,
you're like excited to turn 21, but you're not for 30.
Okay,
fair. There's nothing else you're waiting for to happen. Yeah. Like, you can do everything at 21.
And then by the time you're 30, you're like, I'm running out of time. Like,
well,
I want like kids or whatever.
Isn't that a thing where it's like, wow, like some people say like your 30s are like one your best years? I've heard that before.
I've heard that.
Ooh, I'm excited. I feel like 20s is like chaotic.
I think I'm going to open a bakery when I'm 30. Yeah. That's my plan.
Just between us, did the love affair make me a two? What was the best lyric? Okay, I think the best lyric was.
Let's go around a circle and say your favorite song, favorite lyric.
From All Too Well, I grow old, but your lovers stay my age.
That was like,
or I kept you like a secret. Oh, you kept me like a secret, but I kept you like an oath.
Oh. Shit.
That was
gonna
tough.
Get that tattooed on her.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the
not.
Thing. It's like Fuck her lyrics are so good, but it's like I just can't relate to them. Luckily, you know, I'm glad I can't. I'm really grateful that I don't have to go through what she has been through.
Yeah, she's been through the ringer.
Yeah.
And back.
Man. Do you think it's her like that she like is a bit more dramatic, or do you think her life is literally just like a soap opera?
Her life.
I think her life is a soap opera.
Because, like, it was what, 3 months with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could write a song like that for a 3 month relationship.
But you just have to admit they're like,
him.
And like, you have to admit they're like, you know, I feel like celebrity lives
are fast.
So much different. Yeah.
I feel like they're so rushed into things.
I don't understand how she can have a secret relationship. How does that work? Like, the paparazzi are really good in a bad
for
way.
Her and Joe, like her current boyfriend. I think because he's a private person. Like, I didn't really know much about him until they started dating.
Yeah, like I feel like like, I feel like there should be a, or I don't know if it already exists, but like a code of honor. If someone's like more incognito, then like, you know, you
like,
don't
go. Do you think she has to pay them off to be like, okay, guys, like,
probably.
Because like, if they go out to a restaurant, there's no way, like, there's no pictures being taken.
I think they live in London now. I
think, but isn't like London known?
Isn't London, I feel like the U.S. like paparazzi. I think the U.S. have the worst paparazzi. Like, Canada doesn't have bad paparazzi.
Because we don't have celebrities that stay.
No, but like, even if like Justin Bieber, because he's from here and he comes, I'm pretty sure he comes back to visit often. Like, you never really see photos of him walking around Toronto, or like Drake. Honestly,
yeah, that's a really.
You never see pictures of Drake just out and about.
That's true.
Not that I think he's out and about often, but like in the event that he is, you never really see it unless it's like a fan posting it on Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this. I hate the paparazzi. Like,
I don't know. I see both sides of it.
Like, you're profiting off, you're exploiting someone for money, in my opinion. That's what paparazzis do.
Like, I feel like, yeah, there's different things where it's like, you know, taking a picture of them leaving a restaurant, whatever. But when you go to their house, that's like,
yeah.
But they have, like, to sell a story, right? It's just like any other journalist.
Yeah, like that's the problem. It's like, there's a boundary that's crossed, but then it's like, oof, like, but like, if you don't do that, then you like,
you're out of work.
Yeah,
I don't think it's journalism though.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's journalism. The mechanics of it are similar to journalism.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, it's like a spin-off. It's a bad spin-off. It's a bad spin-off that doesn't do well.
It's like the ugly, like, stepchild.
Yeah.
Of journalism.
Damn.
Paparazzi's gonna come for me. I'm too famous. Like, yeah. I would hate, like, if I wanted to go to, what, Walmart. And then there's just people taking pictures of, like, imagine if I went to go buy pads. And then, like, then again, if you're super rich and famous,
you'd have someone else to do it for
you. Yeah. But, like, you can't be a normal person anymore. I don't want to be famous. No way.
Like, I want to be rich, but I don't want to be famous.
Yes, exactly. Like, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, they opened my eyes to how awful fame is. Not just them. Like, Britney Spears.
Yeah. She's free now.
Congratulations, Britney, if you're listening. We love you. Also, Taylor, if you're listening, we love you too. Come on the podcast sometime.
And Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, we could have a reunion.
It could be a Dr. Phil episode.
Can you imagine?
Imagine when Dr. Phil. First of all, fuck Dr. Phil.
Oh, really? Is he a bad guy?
He's just, like, kind of stupid.
I will say, when
to
I
the came ranch.
Home, but when I came home, was Dr. Phil on and was I sitting and watching? Yup.
To the ranch.
To the ranch. I don't think I've ever seen a Dr. Phil episode.
Really?
I've only ever seen clips on YouTube.
Wasn't, like, Baby on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, like, looking back, Dr. Phil episodes are actual fever dreams.
Dr. Phil and Jerry Springer?
Fever dream.
You are the father. Or, like, my grandma used to watch Jerry Springer on the TV in the basement, and she would have it really loud because she couldn't hear it properly, and so we'd hear it from upstairs, and all you hear was, Jerry, Jerry.
Oh, you know, so funny. Like, I love, like, what is time, or daytime, like, shows. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, all the court ones that are for, like, petty things. I went through a phase where I would literally just watch them on my laptop as, like, background noise, and, like, they're so funny.
That was your law school.
Yeah.
Man, we gotta watch that to study up, you know.
Yeah,
imagine I end up being a daytime TV judge.
I would laugh so hard. That'd be cool.
And that'd be like, imagine if there's like a university course, like, looking at that and, like, dissecting
everything wrong with Judge Judy.
Like, that'd be so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love daytime TV. Oof.
Okay, what are some other overrated movie series?
Oh, not movie series, but any late night talk show. I don't like them.
I kind of love some of them though.
Like Jimmy Corden. Fallon? You like Jimmy
Fallon? I like segments of them.
Why did everyone turn on James Corden?
Because he's like everywhere.
Why? People turned on him?
Yeah.
People hate him.
I didn't know that.
All I'm saying, he's just everywhere. You know, because they're making a movie for Wicked?
Yeah.
With, like, Ariana? There's a petition going around so that he's not in it.
Like, I didn't know that.
I also didn't know the hashtag Taylor Swift is over party. That is so mean. Mm-hmm. It's going back to Taylor Swift, but that is like, people are so mean.
You know what happened in pop culture that we didn't talk about?
What?
Astroworld.
Astroworld, I was just going to say.
Oh. Okay, what was that? I kind of just saw bits and pieces, but I didn't look into the story. Like, someone injecting someone?
No, bestie.
People died.
Oh, okay, I saw that. I thought it was a shooting, but then it turned out because someone was... What was that?
It was, like, Travis Scott's music festival in Houston. Uh-huh. To my understanding, like, it was sold out, but then people, like, jumped.
Like, snuck in.
Like, snuck in the fences and stuff, and it was, like, so overcrowded. Oh. And obviously, his music is, like, rager music, so everyone's having a rager. And people got, like, trampled.
Like, it was, like, a crowd surge.
Yeah. I heard people got roofied, but I don't know. And, like, he didn't stop the concert. Mm-hmm. While people were, like, someone... Like, there's a clip of this girl getting on the stage. She's like, someone's dead. Like, blah, blah, blah. And they didn't stop the music.
Jeez. That's so scary. I hate those crowd incidents. Like,
and taking trampled like, the victims, they're from... ages 14 to 27.
Mm-hmm. Why are you 14? Is that allowed?
I'm pretty sure there's like a 10-year-old or 9-year-old in the.
But it's like, who do you blame?
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's such like.
But can you arrest someone for that?
Like, well, you would arrest like, or like.
I don't think it's like the fair concert,
concert designer, like the concert people, whoever put like this shit show together. Uh-huh. Like I feel like he does have a responsibility though.
I think it was his response, like, Drake's being sued.
Because
Drake was, he was a guest, which I don't think, okay I don't know sued, the full logistics.
But all I'm saying, like, the videos of him at, like, a strip club, I was like, you couldn't have kept a low profile after, like, you know.
Oh, he was at a strip club?
Wait, so after he gave, went like, to a strip club?
I think, was it, like, a million? He gave, like, lots of money.
To who? A strip club?
Yeah, at a strip club. That's what I saw. And I'm like, oh my God. Not, like, it wasn't even a week after.
I don't really know how to. Obviously, it's. I feel bad for the victims' families, but I wonder, like, who do you blame?
Yeah,
like it is a terrible thing that happened. Like, concerts should not be like that. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be like a fun experience for everyone being there. They're supposed to go see their favorite artist and have a good time. It should not end the way it ended.
I don't think there's like bad intent.
I think a huge issue people have with Travis Scott is just his history of like doing this.
Oh really? Like, I don't know anything
like
about
he like in like concerts he's had in the past, it's like he
incites it.
Yeah, and then like a lot of people were saying, you know how like earlier, was it last year or this year, he like stopped a concert because someone, like, he was crowd surfing, someone took off his shoe. Mm-hmm. And he stopped the concert, and everyone's like, so you're stopping a concert because your shoe.
Oh,
and
yikes.
then there's also like a divided opinion where it's like some people were like, he knew what was going on, or like he saw some of it. Like, there's a freaking ambulance trying to get through in the crowd.
That's so scary. Oh, my God. I also, like, I get claustrophobic when there's a lot of people. That is, like, my worst nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Because the whole thing is, like, because there's so much people, they can't breathe. And then they pass out and they fall.
Yeah. And then everyone's, like, freaking out. They'll trample you. They don't care. Yikes.
But, like, do you blame the people who, like, concert operations?
But that's the thing. It's not just, like, a one person to blame. It's, like, a lot of
people. Yeah, a lot of people. Like, I feel like a lot of people played little roles to lead up to this, like, disaster.
It's, like, how did Drake get involved? Why is Drake being sued?
Like, why was your security so bad that people, like, so many people could sneak in?
Yeah.
Like, that's a big problem. Like, you're, like, I don't know. Even from a business perspective, these people are getting a free concert.
But yeah.
Very sad what happened. But I like that. I've seen videos on TikTok and like Instagram of other artists that are currently on tour being so careful with their audience. Like, someone's like...
Because that's the standard.
You would think, especially with COVID, you would also be watching crowd numbers too.
They're in America. America is like... different.
And they're in Texas.
That's true. Yeah. That's true, yeah.
But I think that was like the least of their worries.
I do think, like, as the person, the star of the show, you have a responsibility to make sure everyone's
safe. And honestly,
safe.
his PR team, actual ass, like, those are shitty responses.
And Kylie Jenner was there with her daughter.
With Stormy.
Stormy is literally like 4. What is she doing?
Wait, why is Stormy? Okay, I don't get people to bring babies to concerts. And they have the, you know, the giant earmuffs. Headphones.
Yeah,
just,
don't
like,
bring them.
Just leave them at home. Like, I guarantee you she can afford a babysitter for one night. Like, I get it.
Pregnant.
If you
and, like, I'm pretty sure it was live streaming. Like, that's one reason why, like, they didn't stop, because they were live streaming.
And Kylie's concert. Pregnant. Like, Miss Girl, you have two, like, another baby in there. Be careful. What are you doing?
There's some celebrities I just don't get. Like, some of their behavior, I'm like, what?
Well, like, how do you get away with all that?
I don't think he has. I don't think he will.
Yeah, and, like, because it's already happened before, and it's, like, only until all this happens where he's finally, you know.
I don't know.
He should at least, very least, like, pay for damages. Oh, for his family.
100% going to have to.
I think he is, but it's a toss-up. It's like, is he, though?
He better. Like, I feel like just out of good conscience, like, as and a I know, person, like, watch- you should do that.
This might be wrong, but you know how, like, you know, like, online therapy and all that? So he, like, mm-hmm. partnered up with one for, like, one free month. One. And everyone's like, but if you sign up for it, you have to cancel it. Because if you let it, like, it'll, you know, like... You.
Oh, that's yeah. his, like, response is he's giving people one free month of online therapy?
Yeah, that's, like, one of them. Well, you know, like...
What?
Yeah. Yikes.
You know what they would rather? They would rather you... pay them for the damages, and then they can seek out whatever they need.
All I'm saying, the more you read into it, like, the worse and the more graphic it gets. Like, I've seen things on Twitter that I did not want to see.
Yikes. Yeah. Well, the range in today's episode.
Yeah, the range. Sorry, it got brought up, and I just had to...
We gotta tie it in somehow. Did Taylor Swift ever date ASAP Rocky?
Why did ASAP Rocky get dragged into this?
Wait, what's
you mean Travis Scott?
Travis Scott.
Oh my god. Oh god.
Don't drag in ASAP Rocky.
Sorry, I meant Travis Scott. I don't know why.
I was like, I'm pretty sure we like ASAP Rocky.
I am so sorry to ASAP Rocky if you're listening. I did not
mean. He's not.
He's never. He's not are they friends or anything?
Him and Taylor Swift? Yeah. ASAP Rocky and Taylor Swift or Travis Scott?
Travis Scott.
I think because Kylie is part of the Kardashian family. I don't think anyone in the Kardashian family likes Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Come on, John. I think know, of the politics like, behind this. Come on.
I want to know, what, like, why.
Because like, of Kanye. Yeah.
I know, but and because, why did and he because, do that?
Because he's an idiot.
I feel, I'm angry about it. Like,
and then he made the song famous.
Late. Yeah. Called her a bitch.
But then she made Reputation.
Oh, I love Reputation.
And she it's made so good. Look what she made me do.
Honestly, okay, I know lots of people didn't like that song, but I love that song.
I love it. I didn't like it in the beginning.
The pre-chorus, the build-up is so good. It is one of the best pre-choruses build-ups I've ever heard in my entire life. It is the so good.
Best song on the album, Getaway Car. I said what I said and I meant what I said.
Getaway Car.
Thank you for that, Raya.
Oh, Heartless. Love Lockdown.
Oh, that's a good one.
Jesus Walks. Jesus Walks.
I will say, like, okay, this is kind of going into, like, new Kanye era, but, like, what, Ghost Town? Is it Ghost Town?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Album? But, yeah, I'm cutting this out. I don't want to be a Kanye fan.
Hey! Donda.
It's okay. I'll
Donda.
Keep that. I'll keep that.
You gotta, you have to look kind of, like, bad, too, today, Roya.
But, yeah.
I've looked
old
awful.
Kanye's definitely better, but, like, if someone were to tell me, it's like, wow, my favorite artist is Kanye West. Red flag.
Kanye West or Travis Scott.
Unless they specify old Kanye West. Unless.
Even Travis Scott. Everyone's saying Travis Scott's stuff is very demonic.
I'm fed up with the freaking theories people have. Like, people are, like, saying how it's like, oh, it was a ritual. It was, like... All these things. Oh. And it's so disgusting. Like, I hate it.
I don't like when people turn tragedies into conspiracies.
Like, it is horrible. I hate it. Like, ugh. We're not getting into that.
Wait, aren't we just doing that with Taylor Swift, though? Her tragedy with Jake Gyllenhaal we're turning into conspiracy about the red scarf being her virginity. True, but it is still a tragedy turned into conspiracy.
Fair.
We're trying to turn it level. Back into a Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I'm bring everything back to Taylor Swift.
That was
okay. I'm sorry. It got brought up, and
what got brought up?
No, I'm not going to bring it up.
The A word.
The A word.
I'm so lost.
or the T word.
You can bleep it.
Yeah, bleep.
Yeah.
Justin,
are you actually dumb?
I was like, asshole? We can swear on this podcast.
Why does Jasmine just not get it?
I started bleeping out the word men and boyfriend when I text.
with like the asterisk?
Yeah. My friend got a boyfriend and I started bleeping out. I put like B asterisk, asterisk.
Friend. Hey, speaking of boyfriends, something's in the air. All my friends who are in relationships have been fighting. Or like, you know, they go into like an
My friend was fighting with her.
I'm telling you, something's in the air right now.
Something's up. Do you think it's because of daylight savings or the Mercury or the moon or
Mercury is renegading right now?
Or it's just men. Maybe. No, but like I've been on this conspiracy for so long, and it's like this has been going on for like I've witnessed at least three couples I know fight, uh-huh, or at least get into like a little argument in the past like 2 weeks, and I'm like, I was like, I'm onto something right now.
Yeah. Wait, so everyone that I know that's been in a relationship broke up. Either like, broke up or went in a lot of fights.
Like, ooh. I feel like this is how, like, no, never mind.
Just before the holidays, do you think that's, like, planned?
I don't think.
I think it's cuffing season for the single people. And I think it's breakup season for the cuffed people.
Yikes. Do you think this is a cycle? Like, every November? When, you know, the sun starts.
Or I think it's because Red came out. Maybe because Red came out.
it's Taylor Swift. It's her. It's her music.
I saw this TikTok. Was like, Taylor, how did you make it rain on the day you came out with that? She goes, you do a lot of things, but how did you make it rain?
Honestly.
That's true. It rained yesterday.
Okay, like, it's been building up.
I mean, not God. Taylor Swift is God.
I'm telling, and it's like me, like realizing and putting all the pieces together that, you know, something's in the air for cuffed people. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is how, this is how freaking Isaac Newton felt when he discovered gravity. Like this is, like, I'm.
Oh yeah, this is definitely like on par with that.
Yeah, I unlocked something
when Isaac Newton invented gravity.
He didn't invent
it. That was a joke. That was a joke.
He discovered
it. Please, no one get it twisted. Like, I know that was a joke.
Like, every time, like, a friend has told me it's, like, their relationship problems, it's like I saw another apple fall from the tree. Exactly. Exactly how I felt.
Your hypothesis was coming alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is Newton's eighth law.
Oh my God, guys. Okay, I don't know if I'm...
Whoa.
Whoa. Guys, okay, when you write an essay, you have a thesis, right? A thesis is your argument that you can prove, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Hypothesis.
Jasmine, are you...
Wait, I thought of it. Wait, you guys knew this?
Yeah, you stupid.
It's a hypothetical thesis that you can't prove just yet.
Justin, like I think I said this in the last episode. I mean this as a friend, as someone who cares about you. How are you so dumb?
Guys, stop.
I don't mean to belittle you at all. Like, I really don't. But, like, I'm just shocked.
I thought that
your
was
face,
so...
You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I wish everyone saw the look on her face. Like, it's like she discovered gravity. Like, that's that was
that, yeah, that was my gravity.
That was your Isaac, that was your Newton moment.
That was when that's the face I made when I realized style was about Harry Styles. Oh, the same level.
No,
oh
like,
my God.
Jasmine,
I thought that was really cool.
Okay, I wish I lived like Jasmine because you get like flabbergasted by the most obvious things. Like, I wish I could feel that feeling of joy.
Feeling of, that's what happens when you're a genius, right, Roya? Like, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm. He just knows everything.
I don't know everything, but I know Styles is about Harry Styles.
And Dear John's about John Mayer.
Like, I'm not, like, I'm a genius, yeah, but like.
Okay, wait, but for how long have you known this?
Known what? About Dear John?
Hypothesis.
Like, since the third grade.
Like, when
okay.
Well, it's like, yeah, it's like you put the words together.
I didn't realize that. I thought, because I think I learned hypothesis first. And also, you say it differently. Hypothesis. That doesn't sound like thesis.
But you spell it, like.
I know, that's what, it clicked in my head just now. Mm-hmm. That was like me being 10 years late to the Taylor Swift party. I'm late, but I get there.
Oof.
That was, God.
I just feel bad for Jasmine. Like, I feel like, because I feel like in the earlier podcast days, I'd be getting ripped to shreds. But now it's been Jasmine, and I feel really bad. I was like, I know how it feels like, and I would not wish that upon you, but you deserve it. Like,
it's okay. I can take it. I'm in the kitchen. I can take the heat, Gordon Ramsay, I swear.
That was funny. I'm still shocked. Damn, Jasmine, you had a lot of
flumbers.
A lot of slip-ups.
Jasmine, do you know anything else, though? Can you tell us more? Shut up.
I need to Google Logan Lerman right now. I need to know what that looks
like. Dylan O'Brien, Logan Lerman, Travis Scott, ASAP Rocky, and Hypothesis and Thesis.
Oh, Percy? Wow. They do not look alike. Percy?
It's okay, Jasmine. Baby steps.
Yeah. I mean, he's pretty good looking.
Who?
Who?
Logan Lerman.
Mm-hmm.
With a beard. Not when he looks like a pubescent child.
Dylan O'Brien looked really good in that video. Slips.
I agree. I was a very big fan of the beard. He looked like a lumberjack.
Jasmine.
Jasmine loves.
Where do we go from here?
I don't even know.
Someone say something. Someone please say something stupid. Cover up for me.
I don't say no.
I don't say stupid things.
Hey, did you know that it's November?
Oh, wait, back to your theory, Roya. Why? So what your theory is men?
Oh, no, I'm just saying some things in the air.
Some things in the air. But what is it? I think Random's right. It's Taylor Swift. It's I feel like people want to feel her songs.
Or it's climate change.
Or it's the fact that we're literally drowning.
Yeah. Or it's the air pollution.
Or it's all the radiation.
It's all the greenhouse gases getting
triggered. You know what? Y'all, it's the vaccines.
No. You know what? It's because we spend so much time on our damn phones. That's why.
It's TikTok. It's the Chinese government.
So if you recently got into a fight with your significant other,
it's because of communism.
Think about that.
It's because of the patriarchy.
Literally.
It's the man.
Yeah, all I'm saying, in every fight I've heard, it's been the guy's fault. In every single one.
Taylor Swift, in the music video, The Man, I did not know that was her until the end. I was, like, mind blown. That was crazy.
Another thing doesn't do it.
Until the end of the video.
We should have a segment.
Things I didn't know.
What else did you just figure out?
Yeah, doesn't next week, can you, prep just a fact that you just didn't know and you just found out?
Actually, there's one thing I learned recently.
Oh, God.
I didn't know Bonnie and Clyde were criminals.
You're actually...
What?
I didn't know they were criminals. I thought they were like a cute heartthrob couple.
Jasmine, you're actually stupid.
I watched a movie.
They got shot in the car. Like, yeah. Because they were good people. I mean, that could happen. Like,
I didn't know that they died like that. Oh. I don't know, because people say like, oh, we're like Bonnie and Clyde. I was like, oh, it's like Romeo and Juliet.
Nope.
No, it's like a crime couple kill people. I watched a movie about them, and that's when I learned. So yeah, that's another thing I discovered.
Maybe I shouldn't have brought up that like segment idea.
It could be a long segment, right?
Yeah, I think maybe I'm the reason why Jasmine just keeps digging herself into a hole to make it about me. Like, it's my fault.
So you guys just always knew that they were a crime couple? Like, yeah, I'm fascinated with how you guys know this stuff.
It's kind of things you just know, through watching things or, like, reading things.
I never read anything about Bonnie and Clyde.
Nor did I, but you kind of just figure it out.
But they're, like, referenced so much in, like, a lot of things. Yeah, but,
like, out of love.
No, out of being a criminal couple. Okay,
the only references I've heard is, like, oh, you're, like, the Bonnie to my Clyde.
Okay, but then they're using that wrong.
Yeah, then they're the dumb ones.
Yeah, Jasmine, you just get spread so, bad information.
So, yeah, you know what? I'm a victim here of fake news. And if you think I'm stupid, I'm actually a victim.
Don't victim shame.
Don't victim shame me. Don't victim blame.
Oh, Jasmine, why are you so dumb? I just every time you like open your mouth, I'm like,
wow. Wow. I'm like, Roya. No, Roya's really piling on now.
No, I'm gonna say, like, wow,
this is
she,
like, Jasmine, this is like gaslighting. No, which, by the way, Jasmine, I still don't really understand gaslighting.
Oh, I thought we explained this to you.
I don't get it. Is it like being mean to someone?
Okay, wait, no, next
it's
episode.
It's telling someone how they feel. Like, I can tell you, like, no, you don't feel like this. I'm gaslighting you.
Oh, like, I'm angry, but you're like, no, you're just on your period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But all I'm saying, sometimes Jasmine, you know, she's a smart gal. It's like, she'll have a stroke of genius, like, once in, like, a year. Once a year.
Annually. So is this gaslighting?
Yes.
Word of the day.
No, so every time Jasmine opens her mouth, I'm waiting. I'm like, here it is. Here it is.
Who's gaslight, like, gatekeeping girl boss?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that next week. We'll define that.
That'll be my, like, pop culture term of the week. Because mm-hmm. I don't get gatekeep or girl boss.
Okay, Jasmine, she's gonna make a hypothesis.
Okay. So now I know gaslight. Okay, girl boss, wait, I assume.
Are we saving it?
And no, end this episode with your hypothesis.
My hypothesis, and then next week we talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're probably gonna forget.
Probably is like you, like kind of how Miriam gatekeeps Formula One. And then girl boss would be a boss that's a girl. Like a girly boss. A feminine boss.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my hypothesis. My hypothesis. If we said it like that, I would understand. It would have made more sense to me.
It's like the English language.
Okay. Any final statements for you, Roya?
No.
Oh, okay. If Taylor Swift was in the room, what
Your name
say to
her? Is your name Roya? She was asking me.
No, I can't. Sorry.
So no, I have nothing more to say. Hey, Miriam, do you have anything to say?
Yes.
Say it.
God is a woman, and her name's Taylor Swift.
And that's it.
I think that's a good place to end.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm just joking. Jasmine, what do you have to say?
Don't dig yourself, Taylor Swift. Come on to the podcast anytime. You're welcome anytime. We can be best friends.
I don't think she'd want to be best friends with you.
She's an associate.
Like, Miriam has like a connection, right? The guy she's dating's from London.
Oh.
And London's like, such a small town. You must know him.
Yeah, me and Joel Allen are besties.
Just like find him in the phone book. Call him up.
In the phone. In yellow page.
Canada 411.
All right,
was that
guys.
Actually your final statement?
That is my final statement.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
No.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
Bye, folks. Bye.